Beloved, one of my favorite scriptures is 2 Corinthians 5:17. Perhaps it's one of yours as well. It says in essence this: He that is in Christ Jesus has become a new creation. Old things have passed away, and all things have become new. Let me ask you a question. Are you constantly being changed? You know, part of being a new creation in the Lord is that we're constantly being renewed day by day. Old things are passing away. We're not the same people that we are today that we were 10 years ago. Let me say that again. We're not the same people today that we were 5 years ago. Why? Because we're being changed from the inside out. Now you might say, well, everyone's changing in 5 years. Everybody changes. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this. Because the very Zoe life of God, the literal spirit of the eternal God, because He lives inside us and is imparting Himself to us, because He's always new, because He's everlasting life, you and I are being changed into new creations. And this being changed into a new creation, it's not static. It's not that suddenly you go from this to that and then you stay at that forever. But rather it's that because God is alive and because He's always bubbling up newness of life, you and I, beloved ones, as new creations, are continually being changed, like a flower that continues to bud, like a flower that continues to open up and spread new petals. The Bible says we're being changed from glory to glory. I want to encourage you, my friend. You are much more than you know. You are supernatural. There is a seed inside you that is continually sprouting and hatching forth newness of life. And maybe there's somebody listening today, and God has planted a seed within you, and He's waiting to germinate that seed, and all you have to do right now is say yes to Him. This is Rabbi Schneider saying to you today, I love you, God bless you, and Shalom.